In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF economist Aaron Bohrer explains that this situation is having a significant impact on global pork trade.
Europe relied heavily on Russia for their pork exports, accounting for roughly a quarter of export volume. Losing that market, Europe has benefited from the fact that pork supplies have actually been historically tight this year, due mainly to the PED virus. So they've been able to offset their loss of Russia by exporting more into the Asian markets. Exports through May were actually down just about 2%, as they were able to ship more into Hong Kong and Japan and Korea, Philippines, most of the Asian markets where we compete.
European producers are still feeling the effects of the Russia closure, but lower hog prices have made European pork much more price competitive than it has been in the recent past.
Europe's hog prices are still just over a dollar a pound on a carcass basis, and that's down about 10% from last year. So the industry is still struggling without their top market, but they're also very competitive because clearly with hog prices down 10% in Europe and still up strongly, even though they've come off a bit in the U.S., we're still looking at Europe's prices about 20% lower than hog prices in the U.S. So we're at a historic difference and anomaly in that Europe's hog prices have been lower than U.S. for the past several months, and our key import markets, especially in the Asian region, are buying more European pork just purely based on this price differential. One specific example is Japan, where first half imports from Europe were up by about a quarter, up about 26%. So we're seeing that very strong competition continue.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.